making your product or company, you know, differentiation of it on the in the marketplace, again, in my opinion, requires a comprehensive marketing strategy, not just a one-time shot.
Now, definitely. That's definitely true.
Can you add anything on that subject?
You want to do something not just because you think it's a cool idea or because it's neat or because it sounds like it's going to cut through the noise, but you want to do something that really is compelling and really gives customers a good reason to buy your product or service. So you want to go towards, you want to go at every piece of marketing communications and every way that people interact with your company, through your customer service agents or through your salespeople, through your invoices. You know, every experience a customer has with you, they consider that marketing because that helps them form an impression of your company and your products.
You know, that's a good point. You mentioned, you know, invoices, something that often you don't think of. But, you know, again, having a, you know, if you have a tagline or slogan, you know, that's part of, that's the end of the process. And kind
sure.
of.
Sure. Well, once I did some interviews for a telecommunications company, I interviewed some of their customers, and the customers were most frustrated about their invoicing system, and that's what made them more angry than anything else, was how complicated the invoicing was. So all of the beautiful, you know, marketing campaigns that this company did had no bearing on their customers because the customers thought their invoices were terrible.
So the end of the process kind of ruined the experience then.
Exactly.
And, you know, I mean, that's one of the things that, you know, I've mentioned this on my program before, but it's kind of a pet peeve of mine is to go to a business because you've heard of their product or service through a, you know, an attention getting or, you know, an advertisement. You say, oh, you know, I want to try that place out, and then go in there and not be treated properly or, you know, kind of is a waste of advertising money, isn't that?
It definitely is, because if you can, if you're going to offer people an experience that is unlike your marketing budget or your marketing campaign, then it's better actually not to advertise at all, because once people arrive and they realize you've tricked them, so to speak, they're never going to be back.
Being open and honest is another aspect of your marketing, so don't make promises that you can't keep or claims about your products that can't don't exist. Is that?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's definitely true. Because people in today's marketplace, especially, are very knowledgeable, and there's so many competitors. If you make a product or a service, it's very unlikely that it's so unique that someone can't get it somewhere else. So if you do a bad job, they're just going to go to the next store that sells it.
Well, sometimes in, you know, in the Alaska market, we don't have quite as many competitors. You know, again, I look at cell phone service, you know, in the lower 48 in Cincinnati, you know, there's Verizon and Sprint and AT&T. You know, we don't have those first two options up here, so that it sometimes you just kind of grit your teeth and bear what you have, but you would certainly bolt at the first opportunity.
Exactly. And eventually, there's probably going to be another opportunity, and that you can't depend on being the only one in the market forever, even if you are in Alaska.
Even in Alaska, right. It's, you know, the world is getting smaller, and, you know, again, we thank the, well, have the Internet to thank for it. I don't know, sometimes it's a, can be a curse, but I find it oftentimes, and again, especially for a creative marketing person, it really can fit into to know an effective, what I call a comprehensive campaign, because your website, and we've talked about this a little bit, it can really add to the impression people have of your business before they even actually get there. One of the things we wanted to do today was share some creative ideas. You know, again,
yeah, I've brought several with me.
All right.
You'd like me to start with one?
Yeah, why don't we got... well, why don't we take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and you can come off with your number one favorite marketing campaign idea.
Sounds great.
So, again, you're listening to KABA, we're Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM. We're getting down to business. I'm Dave Weatherholt, providing advice you can use.
Are you starting a business or thinking about one? Pull up a chair and turn up the volume. It's time for Getting Down to Business with David Weatherholt on Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM, KABA.
Welcome back. This is Dave Weatherholt. We're going to be, we have Amanda Collin on the line from Cincinnati with Zoo in a Jungle Marketing. And did I get that right? Zoo in a Jungle?
Yeah, that's correct.
I'm having a rough time today, but too much fishing early on in the week. But,
well, it happens to the best of us.
Somebody had to go out and catch those fish, right?
That's right. Did you get anything?
Yeah. Actually, I had a kind of a unique fishing experience. I caught a 3-foot shark. I don't think you're supposed to catch
the
shark.
well, that was fun.
It was just kind of tricky getting a hook out of his mouth. But
I can imagine. Did you get to take it home?
No. We let him go back. I don't have any real dishes for shark.
Well, that was probably kind of you.
Yeah, it was a good time. We did get some really, really good halibut and. But anyways, Amanda's going to share with us some of her favorite or what she has seen as really maybe effective marketing or advertising ideas.
Yeah, well, my favorite marketing idea is always the one that's going to work for my client's business because each business is different and there's no one-size-fits-all approach. However, over the years, I've learned a few marketing maxims and have developed some promotions based on them. First of all, if you have a product or a service that customers buy regularly from you and it doesn't cost you very much if you can give away a free sample of it, that's really the best way of promoting it. And it's also going to be the least expensive way because a lot of times you'll find that your product costs will cost less than doing, you know, mass marketing on the television and on the billboards and, you know, it's going to cost you less just to give your product away and let people try it and see if they like it.
Oh, I was just going to say that sounds to me, again, one of the big companies in Cincinnati is Procter & Gamble, and that's what they do a lot. Is that?
Yeah, I guess that's true. They do that a lot. And, you know, it's really effective. You try out a Swiffer once, and you realize, hey, this is cool, you know.
So
one company that I've done this for is a Lighthouse Car Wash. And they own several car wash locations across the Midwest and southern United States. And for our grand opening promotion, what my goal was to build a loyal customer base because most of the business at these car washes are repeat business, so people coming back once every week or once every 2 weeks to get their car washed. So using a direct mail piece, I sent out a $13 car wash loyalty card so that the users could try the $12 Supreme Wash, which was, you know, the best experience you could possibly get at this car wash, was the $12 Supreme Wash. And they would also be able to get a dollar off their next wash. So if, you know, half the people who got the thing, less than half, if 25% of the people who received the card came back to use the dollar off, it would pay for the direct mail piece itself. So that's a pretty good return on investment. And as it turned out with that mailer, over 40% of the people used their free wash. And if anyone out there has done mail, you know that 40% response, it's unheard of. It's just amazingly good because usually you're doing well if you get a 2 or 3% response rate.
Right. That's kind of the area that I'm looking at. So you send out 100,000 and, you know, maybe if you got 200, I guess, is that 1%? 200 responses.
That's good. Yeah, and if you're doing that, you're like, great, this was really successful.
So
think of how many of those direct mail cards got thrown away and no one even looked at them, you know?
98 out of every 100.
Yeah, exactly. And that's incredible. And that's such an incredible amount of waste. So if you can do something where you can send people, you know, a redemption certificate or something to come into your store and to get something for free, they'll totally do it. Because if you're giving them something free, everybody loves something free. So there were two specific reasons for the success of the Lighthouse Car Wash promotion. The first one was we were giving away a substantial value as a free sample. I mean, we were giving away the $12 wash. You know, it doesn't cost much for the car wash itself to, you know, manufacture that wash, so to speak. But that's the value of it. And also it was a broad audience. We sent it out to I think it was a 3-mile radius from the car wash of residents, And because our audience is everyone who has a car, you know.
So everyone has a car that wants it clean, I guess.
I guess that's true.
Well, in Alaska, I've seen some cars that some people really don't work at keeping clean. But anyways, that's a different subject. But
true.
You did.
Well, maybe if they could get a free wash and they could come in and get it cleaned, then they'd see, you know, just how much fun it was and what a good experience it is.
Yeah, well, I've been in Alaska for 21 years. It's a little off the subject, but I actually had a friend that one time he would go around. This is back in the 80s, taking pictures of Alaskan cars, because back then there were a lot of duct tape, fender wobbling, rusted out cars that people just kept driving. And he, his job or his hobby was to photograph these things. But anyways, that's a different subject. But I wanted to ask you, I mean, 40%, that's pretty amazing. And then the other unique thing of that is that there is an easy method of tracking, correct?
Definitely. I mean, you know, because it was a loyalty card system that we were getting up and running, so people could recharge the cards for a discount. So it was a whole computer system. Every time the card was swiped, we got that information in our database.
So, you know, that's the, you know, again, with an effective advertising campaign, it's always good to be able to trace it back and be able to identify how effective it really was.
Definitely. So it's very important to track the return on investment. That way you can know what you want to repeat in the future and what was a bad idea.
And also let you know whether, you know, again, if you're looking at cutting something, whether, you know, if you're cutting, again, when we look at marketing and advertising, I look at that as an investment. You're buying customers, really. Gets right down to it, and you know, if you're spending money and you're not getting a good return, you know, you need to really adjust that investment and put the money elsewhere.
But,
so that, you know, again, that's the I just as you shared that idea, just came to, you know, that's a really good method of tracking. You know, coupons are another kind of a method of tracking, and
sure. But, well, you could also make it a little more low-tech if it's just a small store. Like if it's a small tea shop and you're sending out a coupon to redeem for a free, you know, one-ounce canister of tea or something, you know, you can just keep the coupons that people redeemed and count them up at the end of the month, and you can see how many people came in.
Right. No, and that's a real effect. You know, again, having an effective method of tracking, you know, the results, whether, you know, they are successful or not, you know, that's real critical to a, you know, again, to an overall campaign. Although, again, you know, using an example where, you know, coming in for your car wash, if they had a bad experience, you knocked off a mirror or something, that could cause problems.
That never happened at Lighthouse Car Wash.
All right. Okay. So all the equipment came through. So any other ideas that you've seen that are pretty effective? I mean, that was a good idea.
Yeah, sure. Another one that I've helped do for one of my clients who is more in like a thought kind of business. He doesn't sell products or services. He's a speaker and an author. So, you know, he sells books and speeches. So what we did with him is we did a free teleseminar, and we had like a 100-spot, you know, conference call, and people could call in. And we did it really well, just like you would do for one that would be for pay. You know, we made a really nice workbook to go with it that people downloaded in PDF, and it was an hour long. And we really built up a lot of anticipation with it on his blog. And it worked out really well. We booked all 100 spots, and we had people on a waiting list. But that was okay, because at the end of it, what was more important than the actual teleseminar itself was the promotion on his website afterwards. Because when people come to his website, they can see, oh, my gosh, there's this teleseminar that's going to help me in this bad economic downturn and help my business. And I can download this workbook, and I can work through it with my team members. And it was really effective and really a great way to help build his reputation as an author.
All right. And, you know, and that's, again, using with a service, using the effectively using, you know, blog, kind of some of the technology that we have nowadays to, and with blogs, you know, they do track comments and so forth. So you're getting some feedback. Is that, you know, is that true in this case?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. And also, you know, when he's talking to clients or future speaking customers, he can say that he has this thing published and over 100 people signed up for it, and he gets X number of downloads of it every month. And it just sounds very impressive because it really builds your reputation. So if you're in a business where your reputation is really kind of what you're selling instead of a product or a service, if you give people something of value and you get enough people interested in it, you can promote the fact that all these people were interested in this thing that you offered.
All right. So that's a good idea, Amanda. And again, I like the idea of being able to work in, you know, it's created, the internet has again created options that, you know, we haven't had, you know, and again, I'm speaking mainly from having run a business in the 80s when fax machines were just coming out. So, you know.
Yeah, well, in this particular, the teleseminar that we did, it was very inexpensive to do for the benefit that we got back from it. You know, there was my time in designing the workbook, and I think it was like $100 to rent the conference call for an hour.
So was
that, and, you know, that was it. that was very inexpensive, and it got a great return.
Oh, well, that's good. We're going to be taking a break, and we'll have Amanda back and continue our talk about creating advertising ideas. You're listening to KABA, Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM. We're getting down to business, and I'm Dave Weatherholt, providing advice you can use.
Small business built this country, and Dave's here to help you build yours. Get ready, because we are getting down to business on Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM, KABA.
Welcome back to Getting Down to Business. I'm Dave Weatherholt here with Amanda Cullen with Zoo in a Jungle Marketing. Amanda and I are enjoying ourselves, having a good time talking about marketing ideas, some of them.
As always.
Yeah, some of them that don't cost a whole lot of money. I guess that's the one thing you think about marketing and advertising. I always think of big dollars, but that's not always the case.
I think it's usually a best idea, especially for small businesses with their, you know, smaller budgets, to try to think of how they can use their advertising and their promotions most effectively.
You know, that kind of reminds me of, in my past life, one of the businesses that I started was an indoor football team. And one of the methods that I used, I found, doesn't seem like it would be a natural, but used the kind of a grassroots level. We have a Saturday weekend market here in town in Anchorage. And so what I did is had a booth there, sold T-shirts, and raised the specter of the team, and actually it was very effective campaign, and you know, it did require quite a bit of time and effort to set up every weekend, but it was fairly reasonable as far as cost.
Were you able to get a lot of word of mouth with that approach?
Actually, yes. It was surprising during the first season. I did have people come up to me during the game and say, you know, hey, I saw you at the market. One of the things I found about our local market is that 70% of the population of Anchorage actually cycles through that market. So people come to town to visit Alaska, and everybody says, "You know, we got to take them down to the market." And so it was again very effective. It also helped that happened to be a really great summer, and so we had a lot of good weather. So that the market, you know, again is when it's rainy, it's not a lot of fun, but. But anyways, that was a low-cost method, and, you know, I think a little bit thinking outside of the box for that type of product. And,
I can see why that worked, definitely, because you're trying to get the local population to go to a local event, so where best to engage them but another local gathering place.
And I raised that as an idea, because I thought it was all visitors, because we do get a lot of tourists that come into downtown Anchorage. So, you know, again, it surprised me that the number of residents that really do go through there. And again, being able to, you know, engage with somebody, shake their hand, say hi to them, ask questions or answer questions. I actually found it very fun, but, you know, it was probably more work than cost, I guess, would be the So we've been talking, Amanda's talked about, you know, the one effective advertising campaigns, you know, samples of your product. You know, I think we see this a lot, you know, see a lot of spas and massage therapy type businesses, you know, easy to set up and give a facial someplace. That's kind of a takeoff on that, isn't that?
It's interesting. My my dad actually kind of pioneered the spa business in Indiana back in the day, and his main, he and his salespeople, their main objective was to get people to put their hand in the spa.
Oh, is that right?
If they put their hand into it, they were sold.
Ah, oh, so found that. So would he just take little mini spas around and have people dip their hands in, or?
No, they went to like fairs and other conventions where, you know, just consumers are walking around eating their corn dogs.
Okay.
And they had spas set up, and if they got someone to dip their hand in the spa, they understood. They got it.
So that worked, huh?
Yeah, it really did.
Oh, all right. So, you know, the other method that you talked about is more kind of using, you know, the blog, or, you know, blogs and internet, you know, driving mm-hmm. traffic to these sites. Now, is that how, in that campaign you did, how did you drive traffic to the blog or to the website to sign up for the webinar?
We went through some different networks. Like my client was also, he's also a guest contributor at TomPeters.com, who is, you know, very respected author, and we made, you know, just comments on other blogs, and we just kind of spread the word with Twitter, with Facebook, and it got enough attention that it got enough people to sign up for the actual teleseminar.
Yeah, so Twitter and Facebook. Still, I have a Twitter account. In fact, you sent me an invitation. I think it was to be your Facebook. Is that?
I did. You can be my Facebook friend.
I couldn't figure out how to do that.
Dave Taylor and his wife had their baby before you did because of Facebook.
Oh, was that right? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I went in. I still have not figured out how to respond properly to your invitation, but I'll have to spend a little more time figure that out. But so, what did Dave Taylor have?
I think it was a boy. It was, yes, it was a boy.
And what time was it born?
You know, I don't remember that, but he was just spanking cute, super cute.
All right. Well, we're going to be taking our last break here. And when we get back, Amanda will have some comments, and I'll have some just kind of wrap up today's program. You're listening to KABA, Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM. We're getting down to business, and I'm Dave Weatherholt, providing advice you can use.
Are you starting a business or thinking about one? Pull up a chair and turn up the volume. It's time for Getting Down to Business with David Weatherholt on Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM, KABA.
Welcome back. This is Dave Weatherholt, and you're listening to Getting Down to Business. Have Amanda Cullen with Zoo and a Jungle Marketing, located. She's located in Cincinnati. How I got in touch with Amanda is her expertise is providing marketing services to small businesses. And, you know, we have a lot of small businesses in Anchorage, and, you know, Amanda has some really cool ideas on how to market a business. So we've been talking about a couple of those today. Amanda, we got a few minutes left here before the end of the broadcast. Do you have any comments or closing thoughts that you have on creative marketing?
Well, I think creative marketing, it's great to be creative as long as you're creative and passionate with a purpose. So you always want to couple, you know, your creative excitability with purpose. Like, what is our goal here, and what are we trying to accomplish? And if your creative idea doesn't fit with your goal, I mean, it's really sad, but you have to get rid of it and come up with a new creative idea, which will be even better because it fits with your goals.
So sometimes we don't actually, you know, again, the instance I brought up using a weekend market as a method of kind of pre-promoting a, you know, a sports team, you know, I was a little bit skeptical that that would work. So sometimes doing these things, we don't always know that, you know, they're going to pay off. Is that, I mean, do you find that sometimes you do something, doesn't work?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not going, sometimes it costs less just to try out an idea than to keep debating it. Your idea, it costs less for you just to try it out one time and see if it was going to work than it would for you to do, you know, focus groups or something like that, you know, to really make sure. So there's this book out that's called, I think, Do It Wrong Quickly. So sometimes if you can just try out, a bunch of ideas really fast and really just keep the ones that work, that can be a really effective strategy too.
Do It Wrong Quickly. Man,
yes.
That's quite a title right there. That says it all. Again, you know, effective marketing, you know, requires, one of the things we've been trying to point out, requires more than just noise, because we do see sometimes some pretty, I want to use the term garish, advertising, you know, in the form of TV commercials. You know, we do have, well, I don't want to get into that right now, but, you know, sometimes noise is not the most effective. Although, you know, again, I'd have to say Cal Worthington over the years has sold a lot of cars, and, you know, his advertising is what I would consider really a kind of classic noise. But, you know, it's been
mm-hmm. Well, I mean, perhaps he's successful with what he's doing with those commercials for now, but what if a competitor came in and had commercials that really, and an experience that really resonated with a customer? Would Cal Worthington still be as successful as he is today?
I mean, I know he's been doing you know, pretty much the same style since the 70s, and you know, so again, I'd say that's one, you know, kind of one example, but it, you know, again, he has a unique personality and unique spin. But, you know, again, the bottom line when it comes down to marketing, I've got to end up here, is that, you know, how many new customers, I mean, it's kind of a low-tech statistic, but how many new customers has it generated, and are you able to maintain relationships with your old customers? So that's bottom line when everything's said and done, as your campaign, you know, needs to be focused. Designed, again, to retain old customers and bring in new customers.
Yeah, I think that's a great metric, Dave.
So we're going to actually running out of time here. But next week we're going to be talking about, you know, sales strategy, you know, part of marketing that gets into, you know, the actual sales aspect of it. I had going to have Gerhard Verlither and Amanda will be joining us again, hopefully, to talk about sales strategies. Thanks. I appreciate Amanda filling in today, and we've had kind of a little bit of a change. And Dave, I know, was planning on being here, but I think his new family addition kind of interfered with that, which is understandable.
Definitely.
Amanda, if we want to, somebody wants to get in touch with you, what is the best way to do that?
Well, you can visit my website at zooinajungle.com, or you can feel free to email me at amanda@zooinajungle.com.
All right. We'd like to thank everybody for listening today. This is you've been listening to KABA, Alaska's Business Authority, 87.7 FM. We're getting down to business, and I'm Dave Weatherholt, providing advice you can use.